What's the most important job you have? You may be a lawyer or a CPA or a banker or a financial advisor, and you're thinking to yourself, hey, the most important job I have is to be a great lawyer, to be a wonderful accountant and save my clients money on taxes, or to be a financial advisor who gives my clients great advice so they make more money. That's the most important job, Dave. Well, none of that is correct. In fact, what you think your most important job is 100% dead wrong. Want to know your most important job? You've got to join me for today's episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. I'm the godfather of growth. And today, I'm sharing with you your most important job, your number one responsibility. And that is to develop new relationships and bring people into your community of clients. Without clients, you could be the greatest lawyer in the world. Nobody will know. Without clients, your skills as a CPA, your ability to save people money in their taxes, your ability to keep people organized with their finances, your ability to help them straighten their business out is useless if you cannot create new client relationships. As a financial advisor, you could have the greatest ideas for wealth creation and asset preservation. But if nobody knows what you do, those skills, those powers, they're useless. Here's what I need you to understand. And this is gonna be uncomfortable for you, but you better embrace it. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. If you're a lawyer, you probably hate the word sales. So I make videos about business development. The words business development appear in the title of this video. I don't even talk about sales in the title of videos for lawyers. Why? Because you bristle at the fact that somebody's going to need to sell something in order for you to have something to do. Lawyers, if you don't sell, you make no money. Rainmakers in a law firm will always make more money than service partners. I'm gonna say that again. It's better for you to be able to develop relationships than it is for you to be able to practice law. I know a lot of really bad lawyers who are really great at relationship development and they make a ton of money. If you know how to initiate and create relationships, you'll always be a successful lawyer. Accountants, CPAs, anyone who can do math can do what you do. I can find 50 outstanding accountants right now, but it's really hard for me to find a CPA who knows how to develop relationships. Drop what you're doing and get good at business development. If you want to be financially independent, you've got to be great at developing new relationships. Doing math is fine, but doing math in a way that allows you to develop new relationships, to grow new relationships, or growing new relationships first and then showing them how fantastic you are at debits and credits, that's what you need to do. I don't know how to get this through your thick head. You can be a great accountant, but nobody will ever know unless you can sell. Financial advisors. The lifetime value of your clients is at stake. You need to be able to develop and maintain relationships. I just, at the age of 53, switched my life insurance. You know why? The person who sold my life insurance policy to me 12 years ago never called me. And I'm looking at the documents that this knucklehead sends out once a year, and they're form documents that he sends to everybody. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm paying $3,600 a year in insurance premiums to this goofball who doesn't call me, hasn't called me in 12 years? No, I'll pay more in premiums for somebody who actually cares whether I live or die. So I moved my life insurance to somebody else, to a financial advisor who cared and took that life insurance policy and made it part of my overall financial plan. If you don't know how to develop relationships, you're never going to be a successful financial advisor. Insurance professionals, you just heard what I did with my life insurance. It's all the same. Everybody's life insurance policy is the same. The premiums may vary a little bit from here to there, but nobody gives a crap what happens when they die. They just want to know that their loved ones are taken care of. So you can make all the difference. You can woo somebody away from their insurance policy provider by caring more and showing that you care. And this is the whole thing, all right? Lawyers, CPAs, financial advisors, insurance professionals. If you don't demonstrate that you want to be in a relationship with your clients, they're gonna be somebody else's clients very, very quickly, and you're gonna be broke. Consultants, you wanna be me? You wanna make a seven-figure income? You wanna live life on your own terms? You wanna get home on time every night for dinner? Smart people don't do as well as smart people who have a lot of relationships. So it's not only good enough for you to be brilliant as a consultant, you have to be brilliant as a consultant and brilliant at relationship development. I'm gonna say something right now that should stay with you and haunt you in the middle of the night. You're the best lawyer nobody's ever heard of. You're the best financial advisor nobody's ever heard of. You're the best CPA everyone forgets about. You're the consultant nobody knows. You're the insurance professional who hasn't called his friggin' client in 12 years. You're on the verge of extinction. You want to fix this. You don't have to spend a lot of money. All you gotta do is watch the videos you see right here. Scroll down right now. There's another video filling right in. It's video number one in my Business Development Essentials series. I want you to watch video number one, and then I want you to watch all the videos that follow. I numbered them. It couldn't be easier. And then if you want to discover new ways to grow, watch a different video every day or binge watch all the videos at once. Watch this video filling in right now. I want you to be relevant. I want you to be rich, and I want you to be successful. I'll see you in the next video.